Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. This is Brian Carter. I was trying to see where I was at on what issue I'm on, because I keep seeing where my bank's getting charged a lot here lately, which is a good thing because you guys are moving them out now.
Okay. All right.
I know I'm missing issue 14, and I'm on, I think the last one I got was 20, I think.
Okay, I'll be glad to check that for you. Could you verify the address for me?
204 North 6th Street, Middlesboro,
right.
Kentucky.
Thank you, sir.
I actually need to get that changed, too, if I can. The
different okay.
address.
Yes, I'll be glad to help with that. I have your Ghostbusters Ecto-1 buildup, and you're on a weekly shipment frequency. And it shows here you're up to issues 75 through 78.
Okay. I've not got the one with the base yet. I think that one's still behind. I think it was 47 through 52 or something like that. I don't know. It was not the last one we got, but the one before that. I think it was 18, technically,
you said
by the book.
47 through 52?
I'm not really for sure. Let me look real quick. I go by the magazine it comes with. It'll say what issue that is. That's how I keep up with it.
Okay.
And the two that I'm missing, which one of them, I guess, is the one that comes with the base.
I found it.
18,
excuse me. Yeah, that would be the issues 39 through 42. And the
yeah.
Ghostbusters build up base display is still an IOU.
No, okay.
Yeah. So as soon as that's back in stock, it'll ship.
Can you tell me which one it is that 14 comes with then? Because that's the one that I never did get. That's when I didn't get nothing for like 6 months, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, boom, 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 getting like.
Yeah, it shows here the last one was that order September 25th. Of 2020.
Yeah.
And it shows us issues 39 through 42 with the display base, and the issues, the magazines 39 through 42, and that fill line number plate.
Yeah, I don't think I got that one yet.
Okay.
We didn't see invoices here the first time. Let me see this.
Okay. Well, give me one moment here. I could get
okay.
that taken care of for you. Let me load your shipments, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, and it's just about loaded, and I can get it reshipped for you.
Yeah, I'm thinking. You know, according to this, I think I've got all those invoices. I don't know. That's weird. I'm not got the magazine then.
Okay.
Can you tell me the number of that? Well, you said it was 35 through
39 through 42 with the display base and the license plate.
Yeah, I think I got that one, yeah. Because it says replacement. Like the one number plate replacement. Then the IOU, yeah. Okay, I got that one. I just didn't get the. Well, it says IOU on the base.
Yes, it's just the display base still has an IOU.
Yeah, okay.
So
well,
you have your issues 39 through 42. You're just missing the base.
Yeah, missing the base. And the magazine. I think that's the only thing that I didn't have, because if that's the one that says issue 14 on it, that was the only thing that, which, well, you got to have the magazine. That's what part it goes to. That must be putting it together yet, like it's collecting in boxes.
Yes.
So that's why it's like really confusing to me. I got to go dig through boxes to see if I got what. But I do know, like I think there was issue 18, the one before this one, because this last one that came was in a huge box. And but I still haven't got the one that was sent out before it, which was weird. I think
so that would be 35 through 38.
No, I've got that one actually. Right now I'm at. It says I'm on. What is that? Paper. The last one I got was the actual body itself, the cab and the back cab. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about or not.
No, sir. It just shows us issues. We don't. It doesn't give us a breakdown.
Right. I believe I'm good on it, man. I mean, I had to check the emails or something. I think one of them said that they're still waiting on it or something like that.
Yes, the display base is yeah, as soon as it's back in stock, it will ship on the next order.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yes. Yeah, so, I mean, the one before the one I just got. It's issue 18 is what I'm calling it. That was the last one I've got. 19 was the last one I got in with this last order. And I'm assuming that one's still at the warehouse or something. But can you switch mine from every week to... Unless are you guys like back on to normal schedule now, to where you'll be sending out for a month?
What do you mean back to normal schedule?
Well, see, there for a little bit, I was getting one every week. I think they said you can do like up to four. Yeah, get charged every week for it, whatever. But that happened, but then nothing. You know, they got behind, I guess, COVID and all that. And then I didn't hear nothing from. Well, you guys were. I think you moved into a new place or something like that. Might have been what it was. The last one I got here shows for March the 5th. And it's issues 55 through 58. I think that's the last one I've got. Or the invoice, anyway.
Okay, so you haven't received your March 16th shipment, 59 through 62?
Well, yeah, because I'm looking right at them. That's weird. I'm just wasting your time. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, sir, any...
Mm-hmm. Can I switch the address at least?
Oh, yes. I was going to say, was one more thing that you did ask. I'm ready to update the address when you are.
Okay, it's it might not show in the system, but that's I don't know what it, why it's like this. It'll be 12C, and that'll be in Ferndale Apartments, Pineville, Kentucky, 40977. Sometimes it'll show up on. Most of the time, it'll say invalid address, but. That's the only address that it has, if that makes any sense.
Okay. And you said the street address, you said 12?
Yeah, 12C, like apartment C. You just put 12C in front of it. The mailboxes are all just one giant box of mailboxes, you know, the metal kind, whatever. But for some reason, they have not updated this address at all. And even Google Maps don't even show it.
Okay, and it's 12C. Are you saying Terminal Road or Terminal?
No, 12C as in Ferndale Road. Yes, hit Ferndale Apartment Road.
You saying Ferndale?
Yep.
So it's 12C, Ferndale, Furndale.
Yes.
Road?
Apartments. Ferndale Apartments Road.
Okay.
That should make it to me because that's what all my bills are in, and they find it pretty easy. But some places like FedEx and stuff, they won't let you do it online. You have to about call them in and tell them that that's all I've got.
All right, so it's 12C Ferndale Apartments Road. It's in East Pineville, Kentucky, 40977.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I've updated the address. And did you want to keep it at once a week, or did you want to change it?
Let's do it just twice a month.
Okay.
For a minute.
So
I mean,
every 2 weeks?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I'm assuming I'm halfway through it.
Oh, yes, it only takes 141, so you're definitely halfway through it, over half.
So it's 141...
kits to complete the bill.
Okay, and that's four per thing, so okay, that would be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's been something I wish I hadn't even got involved in.
like you said, too far in now.
Yeah, that's how I justified. Anyways, I got to do it now. Hell, I'm over $1,000 in this damn thing.
Okay. All right, sir. Anything else I could help with today?
No, you're awesome. I got to say, you guys are the best customer service I've ever talked to.
Well, thank you.
I mean, you guys really are.
Thanks. It means a lot. And I wanted to share this with you as well. Your name, my son, is, y'all have the same name. He's actually named after his dad, yeah, Brian Carter. It's Brian Keith Carter, so.
You're not, no way.
Yes.
My dad is Keith Brian Carter.
Oh, get out. Get out.
He's been dead for, he died in 2012.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
y'all lost my dad last year. Yeah.
It sucks. I miss him to death.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, and when I asked earlier your name, you was like Brian Carter, and I was like, did he say Brian Carter?
Yeah, that's something I don't never hear hardly, but especially the middle name too, because my dad's was Keith Brian, but still.
Well, don't feel bad, because my mother ragged me real bad, because she said, why did you name him two first names? I was like, he's named after his daddy, Brian Keith Carter Jr. So, and he goes by Keith.
That's always sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Carter, again, anything else I could help with today on your order?
No, I believe that's good.
All righty.
That's good. Send somebody to help me put it together.
Okay. I think this my best feel right here.
All right. Well, you
all
have
right, you as well, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for calling Eagle Moss.
All right. Bye.